Is there ever a time when slavery is actually justified? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, I guess it depends on what we mean by the word slavery or slave.
John, we've talked about how slavery could be the best option for poor people in the ancient Near East or in the Roman Empire. It could serve as a temporary measure to bail someone out of a difficult situation. But I want to touch on another form of slavery in the Bible. Not only is it justified, it's necessary if we're going to be who God wants us to be and get where we need to go.
All right, now all this sounds provocative since we hold freedom so dearly today.
The Bible is clear that Christians are children of God, but there's also a sense Christians are slaves to Jesus Christ. The Greek word doulos is used to convey this idea in the New Testament. It means being completely subservient to the will of another.
And that would be one reason why many people are turned off by Christianity.
Sure, many refuse to bow the knee to Jesus. I've met people who find this idea repulsive, as if we ought to have more respect for ourselves. But our attitude towards serving God says more about how we see God than how we see ourselves. To see God as He is, the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good creator of the universe, it should make our knees start to crumble.
Exactly.
In the New Testament, the disciples understood the majesty of God. They also grasped that Jesus is Lord. That's why they were happy to describe themselves as slaves of Jesus Christ. He is the one who is worthy of this kind of servitude, the only one.
Alec McClellan has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. He's a Christian apologist who travels the world, teaching and helping us understand apologetics. Learn more at the website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.